Now, I'm here in Newlands Cross Nursery, and I'm talking to Michael Davitt. Michael, let's go back and talk about your background first. Where were you brought up?
I was brought up in Dublin, in the Navan Road, Northsider, and went to school in Colostomer in the centre of the city, and then went from there to the university and did engineering. I qualified around about 1957, I think it was.
And your father, what did
my
he
father,
do for a
both living? Both my parents were teachers, school teachers, came from County Clare, and worked in Dublin from the 30s onwards.
And what was your father's first name?
He was Tomás.
And
Tomás MacDowaid.
Tomás?
Tomás MacDowaid.
Did you find, were you taught by your father?
Well, they were teachers, but no, I wasn't in any class, but certainly at home we were taught and we learned a lot.
Was Irish spoken in the house?
No, regrettably, it wasn't. I learned my Irish in school in Colostomer.
Mm-hmm. You went on to do engineering. Why did you pick that subject?
Well, I had a bent for mathematics and technical subjects. So I had a leaning towards that rather than the arts.
And
I was better at mathematics than I was at many other subjects.
What was your first job when you finished?
Well, I emigrated. At that time, there weren't too many jobs for engineers. You could go into the post office or Post and Telegraphs, as it was, or the ESB, or one of the state bodies. But I wanted to get some experience, so I decided to go abroad. And initially I spent a period with Rolls-Royce in England, but that was short term. And when I graduated, I emigrated to the United States and worked there for a number of years.
Do you mind telling me what firm? I must ask you too. Yeah, sorry. What firm did you work with?
I worked with a firm, I don't think it's around anymore, Westinghouse. It's been subsumed into some other company since. It was the equivalent of General Electric in America. It was almost of the same size. And I worked with them initially and then with another electrical products manufacturer, making and designing electric motors and generators.
What brought you back to Ireland?
Well, all the time I was there, I was doing postgraduate study at night time. I was studying for a business degree. And once I had qualified, once I had obtained my degree, I thought I would prefer to work in Ireland, prefer to have a family, rear a family in Ireland. So my wife and I met my wife in America, and she was from Ireland. And
what's her name?
Her name, Philomena Nugent, from the Nugents of Delvin, County Westmeath. And she was of a similar vein. In fact, she came home before me, and I followed. And we got married about a year later.
What year was that?
1962, the same year that I went to work in Clondalkin Paving Mills.
And how did you, was it an advert in the paper that, how did you find that place?
It's interesting. When I got married, I had intended, the job I had prior to that, since coming back, finished up, it was a temporary position. And in fact, we got married and I didn't have a job, nor a house, nor anything else. And we got married with the intention of returning to the States for a number of years. And we went on our honeymoon and came back to say goodbye to our parents. And after we came back, we decided, well, really, why are we going back to America? And we said, well, it's because our visas are about to expire. We better get back before they expire. And we said, well, that's not good enough reason. We really haven't tried it here. So we decided we'd spend a while looking around, and we literally beat the bushes trying to shake out a job, travelling from right around the country, from Dublin to Galway to Limerick to Shannon, which was just starting up, to Cork, to Waterford, and back to Dublin. And by the time I got back to Dublin, one of the inquiries that I had made before I left had materialised to the extent that they wanted me to come for an interview. And went for the interview, and they said, well, we'll be in touch with you. And I said, well, I actually have a job down in Shannon, in the new airport, the Shannon Free Airport area that was starting up with the, I think it was Shannon Diamond and Carbide. They were starting up at the time. And Dr. Cusack, who was managing director of the mill at the time, said, oh, that's interesting. Why don't you sit down there and we'll have a chat. And he says, why don't you start tomorrow? So, literally, that's how quick it was.
Imagine, and can you remember who it was that you spoke to? Who was the management?
The managing director.
Managing director at
was,
the time.
It was Cusack, Bert Cusack, although we didn't refer to him as Bert. He was Dr. Cusack. And he had been involved in the restarting of the paper mill around about, I think it was 1936, and he had been there from the late 30s onwards. Mm-hmm. So he had kept the operation going right through the war years with all the difficulties that...
What kind of a man was he?
Could be a difficult man at times. A strong character and tremendous determination to get... to get the company moving ahead. He was constantly looking at other similar operations in other countries and trying to adapt the limited resources that he had in Clondalkin to manufacture paper in competition with much larger enterprises in Sweden and Denmark and throughout the continent, not to mention Scotland and England.
Your engineering role there, what did it entail?
Well, initially it entailed construction. I was responsible for construction of a major extension. At that time they had acquired Swiftbrook paper mills and Drimna paper mills. And they were in the process of amalgamating their operations with their own. They bought those two paper mills for their the sales to generate additional sales. They didn't operate either of them for any length of time, and consequently, the workforce in Drimna in particular had to be assimilated into the Clondalkin operations. I was charged with the responsibility of building what was referred to as a salle, S-A-L-L-E. It's a French term for, and used in the paper industry, for sorting the paper. So we built a two-story structure there, and it's now where Dunn's Stores have their operation in the mill centre here in Clondalkin. But the building...
It's being used by Dunn's
Stores now, yeah.